This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community. The Party
Line Team. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi. Talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Hey, good morning. It is Tuesday morning, another Tuesday edition of Party Line. Shane Sheridan with you. Janice is bringing us in with some misunderstanding. I've been involved with some of those things over the years, misunderstanding. Hey, it's good to have you along this morning. It's going to be an open line today, so it'll be interesting to see if you want to give us a call, 659-3338. We could talk about a lot of different things. We're going to be talking a little bit here about the hurricane and where that thing is going and how that's all transpiring. But before we do anything, we've got to thank all of our sponsors for making this program possible. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, but she's getting ready to, she's going to be hanging it up. Susan's retiring, so we wish her all the best. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now, 24/7, we love bigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for everything else. Frankfort, all the other communities, Rossville, Colfax, Michigantown, Kirkland, Mulberry, you name it. We got you covered with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. The WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoop's Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoop's, and Welty Exteriors. And so we appreciate all of our sponsors that make this show happen each and every day. And I certainly appreciate them on Tuesdays and Thursdays when I'm at the mic. And thank you for listening. We are going to be talking about a variety of things today. It's going to be open line, so you can give us a call, 659-3338. We're going to be talking about the weather quite a bit this morning. And later on, we're going to be offering up a prayer for those folks down in Florida. So please be mindful of that as we join together and think about what is happening down in Florida. Just devastating, not only Florida, but Carolina, Tennessee. It's been an incredible catastrophic event that has taken place. For us today, sunny high with a high near 72. Tonight, clear with a low of 41. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 75. Almost feels guilty saying that because we have such beautiful weather right now, and harvest has been the weather for harvest has been fantastic, and we're thankful for that. But we've had our share, but boy, I tell you what, the folks down in Florida, Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, all those areas down there, just so devastated. We just want to be thinking about them and praying with them. Joining us this morning via telephone, Russ Casper. Good morning, Russ.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I understand that Melissa is trying to connect with somebody in Florida, and so if that happens, I'll get out of here immediately and yield to that. That would be very, very interesting. I was just talking to Bill Terhune. He's going to help us put a new mount in out at Prairiegrass Observatory. And I said, Bill, our mount has been shipped. And he goes, well, I don't have much time, Russ. I'm down in Florida. I'm packing my things.
Yeah.
I'm packing things.
Yeah. It's so, From someone that's been through hurricanes growing up in Louisiana, and we went through Camille back in 69, Betsy before that, and I was just a little whippersnapper, but I can vaguely remember getting over the bridge and getting to a church, and we sheltered at a church for Hurricane Betsy. I think that was in 66, under a pew, and I was like 5 years old, something like that. It was it's very unnerving, just to say the least. And that when you experience that, especially as a kid, you just don't. Your norm has been broken, and it's chaos because people are trying to get out of the wake of the disastrous, that disaster that's coming. It's not just only the storm that's scary. It's all of the things that you get out of your norm. You know, you're boarding up windows.
I think we have control, but sometimes we don't have a clue.
Oh, that absolutely. When 150 mile an hour winds are coming and storm surges of 8 to 12 feet, you're not in control. And the power of water, you know, Russ, you've probably been able to fly over some of the areas that maybe not in this situation, but in other areas, the power of water is something else.
And really, wind. I mean, it's what holds a 747 up is a fluid called wind. So these fluids, once they go fast, they're devastating, and we know this. We are yielding to any calls that Melissa gets from Florida as she connects with people there. I did want to just share with you this last weekend, we had 24 fifth graders from all around Clinton County. Every single school was represented: Rossville, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Green Meadows, Suncrest. Every single one of them. And it was just really fun working with those fifth graders. They're just starting to come out of their shell and get curious about what's going on with science. And one of our questions we ask them, we said, where does the wind come from and what makes the sky blue? And I look out of the sky today and it's blue as can be. Why is the sky blue? I know. Science has its secrets. Do you know? And it was just really fun to see those lights come on, you know? And they knew. One of the fifth graders says, the sun heats up the air and causes wind. I said, big surprise. Why is there no wind on the moon? The sun heats that up, too. There's no air to heat up. Correct. So it's fun to work with those kids.
Yeah, I mean, and especially with situations like this, it gives you the opportunity to have learning points and learning time where you can talk meteorology and you can talk about the weather and you can talk about barometric pressures and why that when that thing is low, it's bad, and all of the all.
We talk about bubbles and why the rainbow color on the bubbles. Why is there rainbow color on the bubbles? And why do bubbles pop? And when you start to put science into a fun riddle context, that's when it becomes really, really fun. And I had all the kids, they were doing a hayride. Hoppy took them on a hayride at the very end of the day, all around the camp. And I got them cheering, we love science, we love science. So we joined all the parents in the lodge, and they could hear us coming, we love science.
Yeah, speaking of science, I had some friends of mine that live out in Montana. They got the northern lights going on out there in Utah and all that area. Boy, what some beautiful pictures. Unbelievable. Unbelievable pictures.
Well, they went 80 years arguing with the guy he had a proposal of what caused the Northern Lights, and for 80 years they humiliated him. And he said it was from charged particles from the sun, and they go, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And, he figured it out. I think he's from Sweden, and there's a monument to him now, but they laughed at him.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Well, like back to the hurricane, you know, Russ, when you think about wind, of course, wind causes a variety of other damage, especially when you've got a big bowl of water down in the Gulf. And those storm surges that they're talking about right now, anywhere from 6 to 12 feet, that's unlivable. I mean, that's pretty much unsurvivable. I mean, when if you're going to get hit, a direct hit by a 12-foot surge, that's pretty incredible.
Remember those videos when that tsunami hit Japan?
Yeah.
You thought like it was slow, but totally unstoppable. It was like, it is going to win.
Yeah.
If move whatever needs to be moved. I still remember seeing those videos of that tsunami coming through.
Yeah, we took a mission trip to the Mississippi River flooding back in 93, and I'm sure a lot of folks over in St. Louis and all of that area remember that quite well. We took about 20 kids out to near Keokuk, Iowa, which is bordering the Mississippi River between Illinois and Iowa. We were actually in a little community called Warsaw, Illinois, in Carroll County, Illinois. And we moved 27,000 sandbags that week, and the Mississippi River had gone, it was a mile outside its bank at 12 feet deep. And you think about, how could that be? But that's the kind of flooding that they experienced back in 93, and it was another devastating scenario of people's lives changed forever. I forget how many people, and it's very similar with the situation that's going on in Asheville, North Carolina. You've probably been there, Boone or Asheville, that whole area there, beautiful, beautiful part of the country. Pretty much it's gone. I mean, there's good portions of that whole region that have just been wiped off the face of the earth.
I just want to remind people that these are my very own eyes. I was down at the Frankfort High School looking down at Case Arena at the terrazzo floor, whatever it is, with the trophy cases. And I, with my own eyes, saw the water lapping up against the trophy cases when we had one of our storms. And floods. It was not that far from getting on
the floor.
You know, Mulholland floor.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It is. You know. Again, and we've had our share of craziness as far as tornadoes, ice storms, and snowstorms, and blizzards, and things like that. But we don't get too much flooding. We're pretty fortunate in at least Clinton County, even though. We have a lot of water underground, and when it does rain, we can. But I go back to that East Side flooding. Remember hearing Mr. Vern Casper over and over and over and over again over the years about the 50 years we've been dealing. You know, and so finally it got taken care of. So because of a good leadership and taking care of some of the engineering that needed to be taken care of, drainage was so important. And that's kind of something that we talk about. With infrastructure, and that's what they're looking at even in Florida. They're talking about even shutting some of the infrastructure down before this hurricane, utilities, water, sewer, because it could be so devastating. And that's why good planning and having a good infrastructure is so important, because you never know when something like this, I mean, an earthquake could happen. And again, it goes back to tell you that you mentioned this earlier in the conversation that, we're really not in control. So, I mean,
absolutely, we think we are, and yeah. that's the great deception.
Yeah,
man is in control. And by the way, if Melissa succeeds in getting somebody from Florida, just tell me immediately.
Yeah, no problem. We're good. We had a guest that couldn't be with us today, so we're kind of shooting from the hip today. So we appreciate your call, and thanks for sharing and talking about this. I've been up with you in the powered parachute a few times, and I can't imagine what an aerial view of what's going on I was watching the hurricane hunters, the airplanes last night. I got back from football practice, and we had the weather channel on, and they were showing the routes of where the hurricane the forecasters, or they get up there in the airplane, they fly over this thing, and they were showing pictures. It's just amazing what technology we have today to be able to see even in the very eye of this monster.
It's amazing. It's amazing, and all the equipment they have, and their ability to link in with databases and so forth. I mean, I've got technology on an iPad that a Learjet didn't have 15 years ago, let alone what these guys have. It's an unreal. And drones, for instance, that was Adam Shanks was at one of our modules at the Academy of Science. I couldn't believe the technology that he has, and he was flying over. I've got a video up there on Clinton County Daily News about observing the observatory, and he took this drone and put it over. Well, nobody's out there. All these kids were waving at themselves, and those things are 40, 50, 60 pounds, you know. Right. And then they move. They displace a lot of air. So Adam Shanks gave a drone demonstration, and we had Purdue University come over. Megan Gunn, she had this wand that she put in Spring Creek. That's the creek that goes through Kemp Column. And it was had a battery pack on her back. And she had these grounding wires and this wand. And she would walk out in the creek at Kemp Column while the children were watching her. And she would take this wand and she would move it underneath the rocks. And all of a sudden, you would see fish flip upside down and float to the top, and it just stuns them. It doesn't kill them. It stuns them. And then she had her assistant come by, Shelby, and come by and scoop up the fish, put it in a little bucket, and then the kids, then she would one by one identify each of these different fish that had the habitat of Kemp Column. And she said some of these fish were quite rare and very picky about the habitat that they live in, indicating that Spring Creek at Kemp Column is very, very healthy. And they'd give it about a 9 or 10 out of 10 on how healthy that stream is.
Wow. Yeah, the technology is incredible, and it's only going to, I mean, AI is changing everything as well. I mean, when you think about I'm watching I'm thinking an advertisement the other day of someone that was actually speaking, and come to find out, it was all AI generated. There's even been pictures that have been generated through the flooding and the scenario of what's happening in the disasters that have been AI generated. It's just, which, you know, technology can be very useful, but it can also be very harmful.
Oh, it's scary what what AI can do. It'll write songs for us, and I told you I wrote a song for my grandson,
and you basically just put a couple of pieces of information into the hopper, and it gave you something out of based upon that.
Absolutely. You know, if I can do two things at once, I'll even try to find it here and play it. Don't want to promise that, but anyway, it's amazing. It's just amazing. You actually helped with cleanup, didn't you, on disaster?
Yeah, we were going to talk about that a little bit today. I mean, during Katrina, we took United Feeds down in Sheridan. Brian Wimbrough. You know, there were so many people that helped in that whole thing. The Beardsleys, the Travis Sheets, WLFI. That's where I got to meet Elliot McInnes with WLFI back in the day. He took the trip down with us, my wife and I, and we took Scott Scales went on one of the trips. We took about four different loads, four different semis down to Louisiana right after Hurricane Katrina, and this community. Again, one of the reasons that I love our community so much, it was We got on the radio and said, hey, if you can help, we're going to have a trailer out at the Walmart. The trailer was literally filled in about 4 hours. We had another trailer show up, and that was filled in about a day. We took those down, and we did another week, and had another couple of trailers filled. Water, diapers. The story that probably is the most meaningful to me is, I give a shout out to Tom Crawford. There was a young family that had a child with special needs that had to have a special type of formula, could not survive without this formula on a feeding tube, and had to have this specialized formula. They were running out of the formula, and they were just in panic mode. My dad had called me and shared the situation. Actually, my dad had set me up with the sheriff's department, and I asked the sheriff's department, is there any other special needs that need to take, that you know of? And immediately he went to this family, and I said, well, what kind of formula is it? So we're calling all over the place, and it was a very rare type of formula. But whatever, how it worked out is that Tom Crawford with St. Vincent Hospital at the time was able to find that formula and got a case that was about a 2-month supply, and was able to get that. We were able to get that formula down there, and thanks to Tom Crawford and all of his work behind the scenes, we took that formula down and drove up into the sheriff's department, where that was where the disaster shelter was set up. And I never will forget the look of that family, that mother, when we handed that formula to her.
Wow.
There is nothing on earth that you can pay or buy that will give you that that type of feeling. And
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. And again, thanks to the good people of Frankfort, Indiana, and Clinton County, and all the surrounding areas that said, hey, we care about Franklinton, Louisiana. And we went down, and it was a blessing. And it was a tough situation. There was tornadoes, trees all over the place. It was a bad experience. Michigan Town folks, we had some friends from Michigan Town that went down, helped my dad, spent 3 or 4 days taking down trees in that old area, cleaning up the mess. And it's just, to your point, they got wind. That was all wind. That was no water. Katrina, New Orleans was hit with the water, but wind just devastated this whole area. It was incredible.
So. We were talking about AI. So I put into the computer, this is amazing, I put into the computer some characteristics about my I think it's 13-year-old grandson. I said his name is Judah, and he likes basketball, and he plays chess with me. They have a cow named Autumn, and they raise pigs and chickens, and he's really outgoing. I only had 175 words. He likes to fly with me, and he wants to maybe be a pilot someday. And I said he works really hard, and he does farm chores around the house. And this is what the computer came up with on AI. This is how powerful AI can be. Listen to this.
Judah dribbles on, swish the net, it feels so real. Chessboard battles every night, farm chores wait to roosters peel. Autumn's mowing by the barn, pigs and chickens all around. Judah's laugh is like a charm, Georgia's field's the perfect ground. Judah, hey, we miss you here, flying high and fishing deep. Dreaming days you hold so dear, Judah's world is bright, no fear. Airplanes soar away, Judah's will, skies wide open, take the thrill. Casting lines by Silent Hill, Judah's joy, we feel the chill. Sunrise paints the morning
song to life is early tune. Judith's heart in every move, from the dawn to evening. Judith, hey, we missed you here, flying high and fishing here. Dream I save you hold so dear, Judith's world is bright, no fear.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's you know, you played it for us at a meeting one time, and I was like, wow, I mean, that's incredible, because I mean, it's not only that you got the verse, you got the chorus, you got it, you got the melody, you've got it's I mean, it would be something that you would probably hear on a radio.
They don't need me to write music anymore. They don't.
Well, that's the problem. That's the challenge there, because we do need that. We need the real thing. I mean, it's one thing to be able to have a song written out of a few words that have been put together, but there's one thing that the artificial intelligence cannot include and put in it, and it's the human condition and the human emotion and the human circumstances. Sure. And situations, and I tell you, that to me is going to be lost in all of this, and my prayer is that people will understand and recognize that. I pray for discernment every day and wisdom, because I don't want to be duped by something that is not real. And I think even though that's a pretty song, and it's a great tribute to your grandson, it's still something that it's artificial. I think he would much rather have time with his grandpa than listen to a song. And again, it's all in fun right now, but as things progress and as technology changes and even becomes more sophisticated, I think it's going to be a very, very challenge. The Bible talks about these times, and that we're going to be in the times where if you don't keep your head and ask for wisdom and direction and discernment and guidance, you're going to be duped. You're going to be tricked by the great deceiver. And I think artificial intelligence, my personal opinion, my belief, it can be used for good, but I do believe that it will be the downfall. I think that will be what the ushering in of what we believe as Christians, Antichrist and all of that. I totally believe it will be used in the end times for that.
The WILO station manager, Cindy Lovelace, will be joining me and my wife at the International Broadcasters Idea Bank, and we're going to be going there, and one of the topics that we're going to have a room full of probably close to 80 or 90 or 100 broadcasters from literally all over the world. We'll sit in a room with other owners and managers, and we will be talking about the future of our industry, and AI obviously will be one of those. Podcasting, I've got podcasterbroadcaster.com, which we'll be using someday. I got that name two years ago, podcasterbroadcaster.com, and Casper Broadcasting has that, so we'll be, putting wheels on that, but we'll be gathering with our fellow broadcasters to talk about the impact of AI in this industry.
It's crazy. Well, I know we got to take a break here, Russ. It's the top of the hour, but I will tell you that yesterday I had the opportunity of Brian Utter gave me a call. I sit on the advisory board there at Olivet, for Shine 99, and we had the opportunity to. They every Monday they start their week with prayer, and a lot of people send in prayer requests. And we had the opportunity to via Zoom be broadcasting literally all across the world, around the world, a prayer. For the folks that have asked for prayer requests, and praying for, of course, all those within the hurricane's path. We prayed for a variety of different things, but just a couple of minutes of pray, and to know that because of technology, that is going around the world, and it just like this broadcast is today.
Yeah, amen. I got a text from Brian, and he asked me, what he could pray for. Us with.
Yeah.
For.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and stay with us. We'll continue the discussion on the other side if you can. Can you be there?
Okay.
All right.
You betcha.
All right. Been talking to Russ Casper. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to continue to talk about the storm. It's a big one, Hurricane Milton. We're going to be talking about how you can help in just a little bit as well. It's Party Line, the Tuesday edition here on WILO.